Hey guys, before I start this podcast, I would like to say that I'm sorry because of the bad volume and the bad sound quality of this podcast. My microphone broke down in the middle, so there's going to be a lot of P and B sounds, and the volume of each segment might not be the best. And also, I would like to raise awareness about one thing, that is about Black Lives Matter. I would like to use my platform to say that racism shouldn't be a thing, and we're all humans. We shouldn't be racist to one another. And if you can, sign petitions and donate to organizations. Make sure to try your best to help and raise awareness about these issues. So yeah, I hope you enjoy my podcast. Hey, it's me, Wynn. Welcome back to the third ever episode of this podcast. I've decided to post a podcast episode every Wednesday and Saturday, so stay tuned for the next episode on Saturday. Today we're going to talk about cheaters, and you will see cheaters in a relationship or during exams, but today I am going to talk about how I got cheated on during relationships. So I've been cheated on twice, and it really isn't the best feeling because you know, you're cheated on, so how is it good? It's not good at all. So the first time I got cheated on was when I was 13 years old, and I know it was like, okay, I was so young and naive. That was like 3 years ago or four, and obviously we were all naive, so it was kind of stupid, but here we go. It was a passionate lust. We started off as friends, and after a few months of being friends, we started dating. So we were both really clingy to each other, and he was kind of this really popular guy, really jock guy. He really sporty, really popular. And one day during a free lesson, he was sitting in a group with me and some of my friends. So I took his iPad for fun and opened his iMessages, like literally for fun, like no bad intentions at all. Then I saw these chats between him and another girl from my class. They were exchanging really lovey-dovey messages like, oh, let me hug you virtually. Oh my god, Wynn is so clingy. If she sees these chats, she's going to be mad. And even, oh, I do really love you and all those stuff. And I was like, okay, what do I do? Like, what the fuck? Because it was the first time I've ever been cheated on. So I was like, okay. I didn't even acknowledge that I was being cheated on. And then I showed these texts to my friend who sat next to me. She was so shocked. So then he found out and he snatched his iPad back. And he was mad at me for not trusting him. I was like, girl, what the fuck? You know, like, girl, literally, you're the one in the wrong. But then at that time, again, I was so young and so naive, and I thought I was in the wrong. So I ran to the bathroom and cried, which is so funny because I shouldn't have cried. I should have made him cry. But again, you know, I thought that, oh, it was me. Like, I shouldn't have opened his text messages. But now thinking back, bruh, he should be the one who's saying sorry. I couldn't believe how horrible boys can be. Like, they can really just play the victim card. Then he even was the one who broke up with me because I didn't trust him, and it makes it worse. So, the hell. But then we ended up still staying as friends because I didn't want to make an enemy. You know, making a new friend more than an enemy is just better. And not gonna lie, he has a really cute dog and a really nice apartment where we can hang out together as a group with our friends. So I don't think, you know, I can make an enemy with him. And he's a really fun person to be around with as a friend. So obviously we're still friends, I guess, but we don't really talk. Which brings me to another thing. A few years later, he started dating my ex-best friend, and I wasn't mad or anything because they did look cute together. But of course, I warned her about what happened before. Then again, he cheated on her by using dating apps and meeting up with girls from other schools, which is really funny because I actually like warned her, like, oh, he's gonna cheat on you. Like, she's just gonna stay cheaters. If they cheat on you once, they're going to, you know, cheat on you again or cheat on other girls again. So I actually did warn her. He's not a good guy to be with, but he is pretty good looking. I mean, the standards now are pretty low because of how good-looking guys are basically extinct or they turn out to be gay. So, obviously, he is you know, he's better than average looking men. So I understand why girls would get him, but personality wise, I don't really like him. He's now in the UK, and I doubt that he's listening to this podcast, so that's why I'm like here talking about it and here to warn girls that, you know, cheaters gonna stay cheaters, you know, cheaters gonna cheat, so know your worth. And again, I was cheated on twice, so the second time was when the next year, the year after I was cheated, so it was like two consecutive times. I was 14 and I was madly in love with him despite the fact that he was mentally abusive, manipulative, and he was so toxic. He used to use suicide as a threat whenever I talk to my boy best friend or whenever I don't do things that you know, he wants me to do. And I sacrificed a lot of time for him. He would cry if I don't call him at night, and if I hung up on him. One time I went camping with my family and he was sad that I went with my family, and he forced me to call him at night, like I had to use my data and stuff. He was so manipulative that he manipulated me into doing his homework for him and doing things for him. Even when I had after school activities, he would force me to skip them and take him home. Like, even though I literally live an hour away from him, but I still had, like, the transportation fees were really high as well. They were really costly. So, but I still did it. I still went with him, you know, went and dropped him off at the station, then went back home. But I still had to wait for him whenever he has volleyball practice. Like, damn, thinking back, I was such a stupid bitch. Like, how could I even agree to do these stupid things for him? Like, damn, bruv. Wow, I was so desperate. But anyway, then he went on this learning trip with the athletic team at school. He was stupid enough to tell me to send streaks for him on Snapchat. So I logged in, right? Then I found out that I'm not his number one best friend anymore, which is weird because he forces me to send a lot of snaps to him so we can keep the best number one best friend streak something. But then I wasn't his number one best friend, so I clicked into their chat, and it was another girl from our grade, and I found out that he was sending weird text messages to that girl from our grade. And honestly, at this point, I was so heartbroken because I did so much for him and he was, like, you know, cheating on me. Like, damn. But okay, here's the thing, because I was so, like, stupid, I was mad at the girl instead of at him, so I was like hating on the girl instead. So I hated her at first. I was like, okay, what the hell, why? So then he told me, oh, it's because I don't love you anymore. I was like, okay, I'd do anything for you, please don't leave me. And then he was like, yeah, no. He was like, okay, we can be friends with benefits, like, we can still be friends but with benefit. Then I was like, okay, this is bad, like, why am I still friends with him? He literally broke my heart. So I was like, no. And he was so sad, and he was like, okay, I regret doing this, please come back with me. And I was like, no. And then we got into different classes the next year, and he was mad at me because I got to another class. Like, he was mad at me because I got to the next class and not in his class. So I was like, the fuck, what the fuck? So then I literally cut all ties with him. I didn't want anything to do with him. So I was like, hell no, you know, like, no, what the fuck. Literally, like, a few months after, he started dating with this really popular girl in our grade as well, and I was like, okay, I'm not mad, like, girl, you do you, like, girl, you do you, you know. The girl that he cheated with and I are kind of friends, like, we're acquaintances, we still talk, and I'm not mad at her anymore. Like, I was so stupid because instead of hating on the guy, I hated on the girl. And which brings out to the message of today's podcast: if you ever just love this person but then he or she cheated on you, just leave that bitch. Come on, like, come on. You know your worth. Like, you shouldn't stay or keep doing things for a goddamn cheater. They literally abandoned your love for them for another person. That is, like, the worst thing that you can do. And for cheaters out there, why cheat when you can just literally tell them your feelings directly? Like, don't cheat. Cheating is, like, so bad. It's worse than it's worse than just telling them that you don't love them anymore, you know? Cheating is the worst thing you can do because that person is literally waiting for you, literally still loving you, and you're out there loving another person. Then why are you wasting your time? Why are you wasting their time? Just tell them directly. If I were that person, I would literally rather you tell me that you don't love me anymore, you know? And some people like to cheat for fun. Like, literally, they want to be adventurous. They want to, you know, have some really thrilling things that is going on in their lives. So what are you doing? You're literally a horrible person to even think that and do that to a person who has been spending their time for you. To cheaters out there who still doesn't learn from their experiences or still doesn't learn from this podcast, then you should just go to hell. To conclude this whole thing, cheaters are gonna stay cheaters. If they cheated on you once, they're gonna cheat on you twice and thrice and forever. So even if you find out and you forgive him, they're gonna do it again. So trust me, it has happened to a lot of my family members and to a lot of my friends. Here's my advice to everyone who has been cheated on. Know your worth, because bitch, you are the queen of the world or a king of the world. You deserve better than his or her stupid ass. I hope you guys like this episode. If you want me to talk more about my relationship stories, you can tell me, or you know, whatever. See you guys on Saturday.